And if there was a log across the road, you'd say we tied a chain to it and we
pulled it
or
off of the road.
Using
moved
another
it.
Word, we
drug it.
Okay, we've drug. Already...
We've already dragged the log
okay.
off the road.
And you have to tie a chain to it if you want to...
drag it off.
And the X-shaped frame, you can set a log in to saw it?
I don't know. Betty and Jimmy have one. I don't know. I don't know what to call it.
What about the A-shaped frame? Or did, I think I asked you that.
No, you didn't, and I don't know anything about it.
Do you ever hear sawhorse or sawbuck?
Yeah, sawhorses. That's what we use when we do carpenter work around here.
Is that the one that's got two legs in a...
in a piece through the middle. Two V-shaped
yeah.
legs and a bar through the middle. Yeah, those are sawhorses.
And would you ever call the X-shaped frame a sawhorse, too?
I
know
wouldn't.
What it means, the X-shaped frame?
No.
You drive a stake
yeah.
into the ground like this and maybe have a little board across
yeah.
to connect them. Then you'd have the same thing down at the other end. You'd set a log in there to
call
hold
a sawhorse. I guess if I ever saw it used like that, I probably would call it a sawhorse, but I've never seen one.
And you straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to...
Well, which one I use? I was going to comb my hair and I was going to brush my hair.
And you sharpen a straight razor using a leather...
strap.
What would you sharpen a small knife on?
On a wet rock or a file.
What about a big tool like an axe? You sharpen
on, grinder, I think.
What did that look like?
A grinder... I think it was like a big wet rock or something, a big stone that went around.
Do y'all have those?
I have a very small one. Now Daddy sharpens axes on, but it's just small.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's on motor.
What would you put in a pistol?
Bullets, I guess. Shells.
Any other
load it? Bullets, shells. There's cartridges, I guess you could say. It's too hard to say, of course.
And what everybody has nowadays to drive would be a...
car or truck.
Any other name for car?
Car, truck. You could say vehicle, I guess.
Would you ever say that?
No. Oh, if I was talking cute, I'd probably say vehicle, but it's a car or truck.
And if a wagon wheel was squeaking, you'd say you had to...
oil it.
Or
grease it.
You'd say yesterday he...
he greased his wagon wheel or he oiled it.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
greasy.
Huh?
All greasy.
And something that children play on, you take a board and it goes up...
a seesaw.
A what?
Seesaw.
Any other name?
Teeter totter.
Which would you call it?
Seesaw. That's what we played on, was a seesaw.
If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
seesawing.
What about taking a board and fixing it down at both ends? The children would stand in the middle and jump. Did you ever hear that?
No, it sounds like some sort of a plank. No.
And you'd take a... board and fix it down in the middle and then spin around and around.
Never heard of that either.
Well, it's essentially a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
It's a homemade one.
No. A merry-go-round is just something that holds a bunch of kids that I've ever seen. I've never seen what you're talking about.
What did y'all's merry-go-rounds look like? Were they?
Just the kind you find in an everyday park. Just a big round thing with handles in the front, and you get on it